Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and it's been a week since the Apple event in Cupertino where they announced the iPhone 6 and also the Apple Watch. This morning I actually got around to watching the video of the event. I would have watched it sooner except for the fact that my brother was visiting and I've been rather busy. Up until now I've been thinking that I would not want to have an Apple Watch. I had the opinion that an Apple Watch would be far too expensive for what it would give me in functionality, and I really didn't need one. Boy, how easily I am swayed. After seeing what the Apple Watch does, I have to admit I am sold. I want one. I will be saving money so that as soon as they are available, I will buy one. I absolutely look forward to having an Apple Watch on my wrist and being properly good and geeky. The way that it works with the health applications and the fitness applications is very appealing indeed. I've been thinking by myself a Fitbit, and now instead I'm going to hang on and save some money and buy an Apple Watch instead, and I'll have lots more things I can do with things on my wrist. Now the thing is, the Apple Watch needs to have an iPhone to provide some of the functionality of the device. I have been lusting over the new iPhone 6 over the last week, and I will be buying the smaller version of the two new models available. I need a phone that was going to fit into one of my shirt pockets, and the large one, the iPhone 6, would fit width-wise, but with far too long. And I can imagine that it would be very soon before the larger, longer iPhone would fall out of my pocket to crash on some concrete and smash to bits. And we don't want that to happen now, do we? So that the Apple will know how far I have walked, it will need the GPS made available from the iPhone. When going for a walk, it's quite easy to have the phone in a bag or a pocket. But when you're going for a run, you don't really want to have the whole thing bouncing around. So it's going to be necessary to find a good way to carry it. It's great that the Apple Watch and the phone will be able to see your heart rate and be able to use that information in a health application. It's good to have this extra information when exercising, especially when you're an older gitter like myself. I see that it's going to be possible to use the health application, which measures how much sitting down you're doing, so you don't want to be sedentary. The application will recommend that you stand up from time to time. It looks like it's going to be possible to set a target for how many steps that you want to do during your day. I aim for about 10,000 at the moment, and I get that data from the phone that I'm using now. You can also set it so that it will let you know when you've completed a target number of kilometres or miles. I can't wait until next year when we'll be able to make use of this new technology. The price of the Apple Watch, well, initially, like many other people, I thought the price of $359 or $349 was rather expensive for a watch. The Apple Watch, though, is more than just a watch. Not only does it look good and it's going to be a fashion statement, it will be incredibly useful. There's going to be a huge number of applications designed for this Apple Watch, and I can see that it will get exponentially better and better as more apps become available. The Apple Watch is going to come in a few versions and it will have a few various price points. I'm just going to get the cheapest entry point into the Apple Watch as soon as the device becomes available. So when you're out and about with the Apple Watch, well, the watch gives feedback to the user through a touch system that they are calling the Taptic Engine. Nice. The device will be given as a tap on the wrist. It's not a slap on the wrist anyway. Useful when using the map application when asking for directions to walk to some place nearby. The watch will give you taps upon your wrist that you will be able to differentiate. It will be able to tell you whether you to go left or to right or to go straight on even. I could imagine that this will be a super useful tool for a blind person. With messages, it's possible to tap out a message on the watch face or even do a little drawing of that to be felt by the receiver in the touch form. It seems that it will also give an audible version of some of these touch messages. I like the fact that there's going to be a Siri integration on the Apple Watch. It will really feel like that we're living in the future and we're being good and geeky with technology like this. We're going to be able to talk to our phone, lift the old wrist up to the mouth and start talking into the watch. It's going to be like we're spies or something even. In the demonstration of the Apple Watch at the announcement, they showed that when a message comes in, the text is analysed. It will then give you the opportunity to give a quick reply, which could be a choice between two or three items. And there'll be words from the original message to give a response back, so you can answer the question with one word easily enough. Or it could be just something like a yes or no or a maybe. The Apple Watch software is going to have some intelligence built in. Not bad, eh? So I can't wait to get my hands on one of these Apple Watches. Now tell me, what do you think about the Apple Watch? Would you have one? Would you like to see one on your wrist? Do you think it's going to be like living in the future? Leave a message. Tell me what you think about it. I am keen to find out. So, bye-bye now. This is Dave Allen. Talk to you again soon.